This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And with it, you know what? Again, once you get informed, it's all good. Seriously. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I thought you, these stories that are going around. All right, now this guy is also a white supremacist somehow. The shooter in Texas. You know that every one of these shooters, when it first started, every one of them is a white supremacist. Just ask the left. I'll tell you that. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on GCN. Check it out, GCNlive.com. Check out the website, joemessina.com. I can't make it any easier for you, joemessina.com. And when you look at the stories, you look at the narratives, they start off right away trying to get you going down the road that it has to be a white MAGA supremacist or something along those lines. Because they just can't come. Somebody told me they know what they're doing. But they just can't come to the realization that their people are bad. It's just like now they're talking about this thing that went on in New York where the black man was killed in the subway, right? But they don't tell you about the 44 arrests that this man had on him. They don't tell you that he was putting his face up in the face of other people, basically threatening other people on the train. And even though they were being, I love this, by the way, there's actually a protest. Some of you will understand this when I say this to you. There's actually a protest with in the subways, and people are down on the tracks in the subways. And I love it because there's a hot third rail down there that in a hot second you can step on, bump into, and you're done. You'll be a little dust, little pile of dust. And it's amazing that they're just not swift enough to figure that out. Or they're willing to take the chance to die to prove their point. There's nothing to prove here. There's nothing you're going to do that's going to change anybody's mind. Right? I mean, seriously, if everything is racist, if every single scenario is because of white supremacy, then there isn't any. Doesn't exist anymore, right? Seriously. You know, and you think about this, and you think about what's taking place here. How does that help us as a whole? Especially when it keeps spewing lies. They're never going to stop. They don't care. They need to have chaos. They can't win. They can't rule without chaos. Right? I mean, and we've seen it. We have seen video of people stealing equipment while they're live on the air. Those must be white supremacists. It's just amazing. Always been amazing to me. I know, and then somebody already sent me a note because I made a comment in the last hour about stealing the election. Look, we can go state by state by state with the ones that had some major issues and something got weird. Things that you can't explain. You know, 2022, Adam Laxalt lost by 8,000 votes in Nevada. You might want to get a pencil and a pad of paper for this. Now, let's say I believed everything was above board and somebody threw this at me and I have to think it through. It snowed in, I guess it's Washoe County. It's a majority Republican county on election day. 150,000 Republicans stayed home. 150,000 stayed home. The Oregon gubernatorial candidate, Christine Drazen, lost by 66,000 votes. Now, we know because voter registration data that had 126,000 Republicans didn't vote in 2022. Democrats were voting for weeks. Republicans voted for 12 hours. Right? And they target voters with surgical precision down to the precinct level. Now, when you're listening to the news, and I went down this road for a minute, if you're listening to this news, or the news that was being put out that night in those areas, the snow was so bad that turnout at the polls was terrible. Now, again, I'm not going to make a big conspiracy out of this, but think about the different ways they keep people from voting. Think about how many counties, states, areas are called for the Democrat long before voting is over. Matter of fact, you know, if you listen on presidential nights, there's no way for Joe Smith, your candidate, to win if he's a Republican. Because the Democrats already won. Look at him. He's already taken 5 states, 8 states, 10 states. The exiting polls that we have out west show that he is going to take this by big numbers. Well, listen, I hate to tell you, some of you Republicans have no spine. You don't want to fight. So you sit at your warm little home there in Nevada, and you're thinking, well, there is such a big lead, there's no way for us to go. You know, we'll talk about misinformation. You want to talk about tampering with an election? Most of these media outlets need to be brought up on charges. That's how ridiculous this is. But hey, what can I say? No more ridiculous than giving $1.2 million in reparations here in California, right? To people who were never slaves, taking money from people who never had slaves. From a state where slaves weren't allowed. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Really, stay close by the radio. You want to hear what's going on here. Or if you're listening by phone or whatever. And I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us. Again, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can get involved with smarter people than I in the chat. I know you always love doing that, right? Chat room, then you can get involved with whoever's there in the chat room. Always great conversation going on there as well. MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com where you can, you know, Mike, you can support Mike Lindell, who supports causes that you and I fight for on a regular basis. There's no reason not to. I mean, in all seriousness. Right? Here's the way we all win, because you buy product from him. It's product made in this country. It's product that you can count on. It's product that the profits go to, again, to to causes that you and I agree with. Michael Lindell's a fighter. He's shown you he's a fighter. He spent millions, I mean, tens of millions of dollars fighting to make sure that we all have a say. We all have, a real strong voice in the situation. So you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code Joe. You'll save anywhere from 30 to 70%. Pillow sheets, pillowcases, blankets, comforters. There's all kinds of stuff going on. Bathrobes, slippers that you can work through. Okay, you can look through. And then as you're sitting there talking about how expensive it is, throw them all in the shopping cart. When you get to the end, real simple. Use promo code Joe and watch how much money you save. Watch how much money that you're going, wow, I could have got an extra pair of slippers for that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. You will be, I guarantee, you will be extremely happy. All right, got some crazy stuff. Yeah, you know, see, I told you they're smarter than you think in the chat room. They're talking about JFK, Robert Kennedy Jr., coming out and blaming, just getting in the face of the CIA and blaming them for the death of their uncle, his uncle. But I don't know how much, I got to tell you honestly, I don't know how nervous he's actually making them. Because, again, most people, the old folks today, are split on whether that truly was a government thing, a mafia thing, or a lone gunman. Do you know how many people still believe that a guy who couldn't pass a marksman test with a single bolt action Russian rifle, I guess it was, or old rifle, somehow picked off JFK from where he did with a moving vehicle and also caught the mayor or the governor at the time. I find this stuff amazing. That there's even people that still believe that the one shot took care of that all. But the problem is that, you know, Kennedy Jr. here, he's not believable. Because what he's, and I agree with a lot of what he's saying, but on the vax issue, he needed to build up more momentum with it. That's kind of where my head's at. He's right with a lot of things he says, with a lot of things he talks about with it, but the bottom line with it is he's got to get more people from both sides of the aisle on his side. He actually came to California, I don't know what it was, 3 years ago. I mean, just before the whole lockdown of COVID. He came to California, tried to meet with the legislators in Sacramento. His own party wouldn't meet with him. Think about that. They wouldn't meet with him. They were petrified of him and or they really didn't care what he had to say. And part of that is because these pharmaceutical companies are so deep into the politics. They're so deep at this. That there's no easy win. There's no way for these guys to pull out at this point in time. It's really that simple. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You got to love this one. You ready for this? I mean, I'm going to say it slow so you can hear it. Outgoing Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. She blames right-wing forces for her loss, and she wishes Chicagoans luck with the new Democrat Socialist mayor. You believe that? She's actually calling this other person a Democrat Socialist mayor. Like, what? What was she, conservative? I mean, really? When you think of what happened under her watch, and she's trying to tell you Chicago's safe while people are being shot, still shot, still killed on a regular basis. Right? I mean, 4 years, she let Chicago burn with rampant crime and violence. She didn't care. Right? You had smash and grab thieves. They broke into a Rolls Royce dealership, stealing cars in Chicago. It's just amazing, right? Thieves, they attacked and pepper sprayed a security guard while robbing a bunch of luxury stores along the strip there. I guess they call it the Gold Coast neighborhood. and hundreds of teens rioting in the streets. And they assaulted a young couple for no reason, absolutely none. And retailers like Walmart say they're losing tens of millions of dollars a year operating in Chicago. They're done. They're closing. They're out of there. Same thing. You're seeing the same thing happen in most of these large Democrat-run states. But yet they'll tell you it's a right-wing conspiracy. It's not true. These stores are just, they're worried about making money. Well, of course they are. How do you pay the electric bill without making money? How do you pay your employees without making money? I mean, help us out here. And yet, despite being voters doubling down on a progressive approach, they don't care. Are they brain dead? I'm sorry, Chicago people. I got to ask. What are you thinking? What are you not thinking? What are you not dealing with? Despite being voters, they double down on this progressive approach. And it gets worse. Now, she's blaming right-wing forces that want to take down a big city mayor. Well, and she takes, again, remember, the party, the party of no responsibility. Really, seriously. They don't take responsibility for anything that goes wrong under their watch. Any decisions they make is always because it was influenced by somebody else. Now, these forces, in addition to the racism and sexism that she's already blamed, she has blamed everything. Racism, sexism, misogyny for her loss. She has blamed everybody but Lori Lightfoot. Right? And Sharpton, he's right there nodding his head up and down right along next door. Because everything has to do with racism in his world. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House says it's Congress's constitutional duty to raise the debt ceiling.
There shouldn't be negotiations on the debt limit. This is something that they should get to regular order.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre accused House Republicans of manufacturing a crisis. Republicans insist this is the moment to address decades of bloated federal spending. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says he's deploying another National Guard unit to the border for this week's end of Title 42. The public health rule has been used to expedite deportations, and without it, there are worries about a surge of illegal immigration. The governor says the Texas Tactical Border Force will focus on stopping asylum seekers from crossing illegally into the country. The Biden administration estimates that 13,000 people will come across the border illegally on a daily basis once Title 42 expires on Thursday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Always. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get along, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with us here and engage and involve. You know, there's a live chat room going on right now on the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right. I want to get back to this. I thought it was kind of funny that the outgoing Chicago mayor, Lori Lightfoot, think about it. See, a Democrat, I don't know if I would call her a socialist as much as I would call her a quote-unquote progressive, right? But now she's making fun, getting on the case of those who voted for the Democrat socialist. Okay? I mean, seriously, thinking that she had the city safe, she had it down. She knows she's done politically at this point. What else is there for her? I think she's the first mayor in a century that didn't get two terms. And Sharpton, he's blaming right-wing forces that wanted to take down the big city mayor. Claiming, I mean, really, it had to do with everything. Racism, misogyny, right-wing misinformation. These terms that they now love to use on a regular basis. I think it's great, frankly. Keep it up. It shows you how, it shows exactly how scared you actually are, right? And when you think of all this stuff, again, that is going on from the Biden administration, now there's a new, well, I shouldn't say there's a new word. There's always been this rumbling going on. Now they have a war on household appliances. It all has to do with climate change. Somehow we're going to change the course of climate change if we simply stop with the dishwashers and the washers and the dryers and the refrigerators and the air conditioning units. Are these people for real? I mean, they want to go back to the days when you used to, slam your clothes against a rock? Right, use a scrubbing board. and then hang them outside to dry? How's that going to work in a, you know, 6 months of darkness in some areas? Department of Energy released new rules to dramatically slash water and energy use limits for Americans. Dishwashers need to come in well below the levels that are currently set. The proposal will limit dishwashers to using 3.2 gallons of water per cycle, far below the current level of 5. The rules would also require manufacturers to reduce their product energy consumption by nearly 30%. Not caring what it takes to make electric batteries, though, right? The amount of energy consumed in making the batteries for these cars they want you all to go to. All these lithium batteries that they want you to move on to. I love it. They want every product, consumer product, energy reduction by 30%. Does that include what it takes to make them? That's what I want to know. Right? Most dishwashers on the market are already well below the federal 5-gallon standard. Most of them using 3.5 gallons or less now. I don't know how. I got to make sure we keep our old washer. That would be nice. And the news only gets worse. They're not going to stop this. The manufacturers are looking at this going, you know, what do we do now? This is your fault. You guys, these major companies, major tech companies, all these companies where you gave money to the Dems for years because they were your buddies. Yeah, they're really your buddies, aren't they? Look at what they're doing. And now you're afraid not to give them money because of what they might do to you. You give them money, look what they do. What do you have? In the immortal words of Donald Trump, you've been doing this for decades. What have you got to lose? Seriously. The Department of Energy makes it crystal clear that these rules are coming in order to advance climate change, the climate change agenda. They say it. Collectively, these energy efficiency actions support President Biden's ambitious clean energy agenda to combat the climate crisis. It would be great, because I see them all. I'm just going to put it out there. All these memes coming about. It would be great if Trump wins again. And as Joey B. is getting on to that helicopter, probably with Hunter right behind him, that the helicopter takes off and ends up landing in a federal penitentiary. Wouldn't that be cool? I'm just saying. This all marks, you know, the regime's next efforts to completely alter our way of life. Didn't we hear this? One president said he wanted to fundamentally change America. This is part of it, right? They don't have to bomb us back or shoot us back to the Stone Age. They're going to regulate us back to the Stone Age. Really? And it's like that, what is it, the frog in the boiling water syndrome? You won't know. It'll be slow. Although these guys have ramped it up. I mean, seriously. They really have turned it into, you know, a high-speed scenario. I don't know if they're concerned that they're going to lose. And then they're really screwed. Or they just figure, what the heck? We might as well keep going until somebody really does stop us. Now, you remember that whole thing they did with the gas stoves? They were ready to go into it at 100 miles an hour. And then all of a sudden they slowed down for some reason. Right? The national uproar that was starting, they jumped all over it. They said they won't. They say it came out wrong, that they actually wanted to ban some of the stoves that were bad. Right? Then New York, Sacramento said a lot of these cities went and banned new gas stoves. You can't build these places. Now, what if you got, you're in an apartment building, you're in a whatever, and you don't have the electricity for it? And our grid in California can't handle all the extra pull on it. While ordinary Americans will suffer from these horrific rule changes, you know, I mean, if they go into effect, you guys can only stop this one way. You got to change the regime out. But I have no false hopes that many things are going to change in the big city for many reasons. One is They tamper with the elections to begin with. You know, if you were honest with yourself and you look at the numbers, and you just stupid little things. How about this? How do you get 72,000 ballots returned in a county where the 72,000 ballots were never mailed? Right? They're never mailed out. I mean, again, just amazing to me. So you can't look at that and say, hey, something doesn't smell right here? Or are you afraid someone's going to take you out in handcuffs? That's what we really should be doing, is showing up at these meetings in these state houses and legislative houses and just say, look, this is wrong. This is really wrong. 855, a real show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. If you don't, look at what's happening. Look at California. People are going to start leaving California now in bigger numbers. Why? Because look at the stuff that's going down here with the reparations dollars, with the high taxes, with the recent attempt to take over our schools. And when I say that, remember, schools are extremely local. Parents move to cities. They move to certain areas because they like the school system. They like how safe the city is. They like how clean the water is or whatever it is, any one of those. Right? That's why they moved to those areas. Recently, the state of California was looking to circumvent that, to stop it from happening, to stop schools from making their own decisions. If a school district wanted to make a decision, make a change to curriculum, because of obvious reasons, make a change to curriculum, the state had to approve it first. So local control would have been gone. It's not how it works. Not how it should happen. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
This is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$8,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there are certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
How horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Yeah, just pay attention to what's going on around you. Seriously. I want to know what's happening. I want to know, or I should say, you want to know what's happening. And I want to know that you have a clue. So when you go out there and speak to people, right, you could conceivably get them to at least, and I do mean at least, right, pay attention to what they're saying. You might click with somebody. Look at Sonia Schmidt, Evan Sayet. We go down a list of people that, after 9/11, started listening to their own team, started listening to what Democrats were saying, and ended up switching parties. Why would that be? What kind of sense would that make? Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the text room. I mean, texting and tweeting, just being part of the conversation. as a whole. Okay, Washington, D.C. mayor considers adding cops. Wait a minute, what? That can't be right. Got to be moving cops, right? Taking cops away? No? Because remember, they were all about defunding the police. Remember that? Seriously. Washington, D.C. mayor considers adding cops to deal with the crime surge. Well, crime surge? I thought these places had everything under control. The mayor of D.C. is turning to the public for a solution on how to solve the rising crime problem. How about you didn't get rid of the cops to begin with? How about you allowed the police to do their jobs to begin with? Let them protect the people the way they've been taught to and know how. Seriously. According to D.C. News Now, Mayor Muriel Bowser will be hosting a public safety summit at 9 a.m. on Wednesday to give the public a chance to weigh in on how to fix the crime. God, I'm going to listen to that just for the giggles. Violent crime in the nation's capital is up 10% from the same time last year, which includes a 15% increase in homicides. 15%. Come on, let that sink in for a second. It's not exciting. We can do this together. We can gasp together, right? Also on the rise in D.C. are violent crimes committed by juveniles. Now, they've sparked a concern by some residents who want to see juveniles prosecuted as rigorously as adults. See, in California, we're having the same issue. Right? They're letting these juveniles who commit heinous crimes back out on the streets. Right? I mean, they take the report, they write them up, and then they let them go. Because they know our DA not interested in filing any charges against any. If you're a white guy, I'm just going to be blunt about it. You get caught doing something wrong, you're going to jail. If you're any other color, any other ethnicity, not happening. Anyway, and if you think of it, and D.C., they've already got enough problems. Why is she adding to them? As of May 8th, the latest statistics from the Metropolitan Police Department, so sex abuse cases are up 48%, robberies are up 20%. The mayor, according to D.C. News Now, said that one solution could be to, well, maybe hire more police officers. It's just amazing. Right? Now, as their crime soars, you ready for this one? U.S. attorney declined to prosecute 67% of arrests in D.C. So you have all these crimes going on that are federal offenses that they can take on, and they refuse to do it. I believe I know what they're thinking. I don't. MPD is at a historic low in terms of staffing. We continue to do everything possible as it relates to recruiting the best of the best. Why should they come there? You hate them. You put them down on a regular basis. Why should they come there? Currently, the MFT has 3,350 police officers. Outgoing Chief Robert Conti said that another 200 plan to leave by the end of the fiscal year, 24. So what do they got coming in? Really, think about it. Last month, Salvador Guzman, ANC commissioner in Ward 5, spoke to his constituents about crime increase and prosecuting children as rigorously as adults. It's a major concern. It hurts, he said. It hurts, if anything, because these kids shouldn't be doing these things. We should be finding different routes for them. You're right. But when are you going to do it? Just letting them loose is not finding a better route for them. It's not helping them. They don't know what to do. They're going to go back to doing what they did before. I'm sorry, guys. Some of you are not going to agree with me. But simply prosecuting them as rigorously as you do adults is not going to fix anything either. What's the plan? I want to know why a parent doesn't know that their 13-year-old is out at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning on a regular basis, been arrested a half a dozen times. I mean, seriously. When you talk about the crime rates in these major cities, and they're all dealing with it the same way, and you don't see the same major crime issues in Republican-run cities, all it is ideological tomfoolery for you not to admit our policies aren't working. Or you'd have to say, you know, maybe you just don't care about the people. Well, what other option is there? Right? Now, the U.S. attorney declined to prosecute 67% of arrests in D.C. However, in Chicago and Philadelphia, they declined to prosecute just over 14% of their arrests. Now, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia declined to prosecute the vast majority of arrests in the nation's capital. Matthew Graves, who is the U.S. attorney there, who was appointed by President Biden, declined to prosecute these arrests. Now, critics urge that Graves is leaving criminals on the street. He states that the majority of the declinations are for nonviolent crimes like gun possession. Really? So having the gun is not a violent crime. Gotta wait for you. What do? You wait until they pull the trigger? I mean, what does it take to do something with that? Right? Burglaries. Breaking into somebody else's home, business, property. Taking property that doesn't belong to you. Really? I can promise you it's not the MPD holding the bag on this, says the D.C. Police Chief, Robert Conti. Of course we're concerned. We believe every person we arrest should be off the streets. But the shockingly low rate, you know, it's other major U.S. like the U.S. attorney operating in Detroit, he also declined to prosecute 33% of the arrests. So until these guys decide to actually put somebody in jail, make a difference, right? Nothing's going to change. I don't think you have to start to believe at some point that they don't want anything to change. I keep telling you, man, they need the chaos. They need the racism. They need the chaos. They need the confusion. They need the violence. Otherwise, they got nothing. They got nothing to step out on. Now, Graves points out the city is prosecuting 87% of those arrested for violent crimes. But, see, it's these word wars they use. Word games. Violent crime. What's considered a violent crime? Really, what is he... He calls, you know, possession of a handgun. I'd like to see the colors on that. Yeah, I would. I'd like to see whether there's a difference between black and white and Asian or brown. All right, bottom line, he says, is that it creates an impression that this is an across-the-board decrease in the number of cases we're bringing. That's simply not true. Now, Conte has expressed frustration with the lack of consequences for crimes. Look, if there's no consequences, if there's no penalty, right? I mean, then what is there? Why? What is there to stop it from happening? Right? I mean, the D.C. police chief reached out to a large group of young people and their parents. He says, what's going on within the culture of our young people? What makes it okay for this violence, all this violence? What makes it okay for them to perceive or believe or think that they have a right to anything that they see and want? We want to see homicides go down again. Right? We want to keep bad guys with guns in jail. Because if they're in jail, they're not shooting up the community. And no matter what you say about these shootings that have taken place, none of them should have happened if the law was, look, for all intents and purposes, if the law was followed, and we would allow mental health into the conversation. We can't seem to do that. Seems to be against the law or something. Against progressive principles. I don't know. Conti says it's a problem with the city youth. They've seen an alarming increase in robbery and other violent crimes, all of them involving youth. I don't know how you fix it. Not unless you come down on it. Not unless there's a price to pay. Joe Mancini, your host. If we can get her on, Dr. B will join us in the next hour. If not, you're stuck with me. Be back in a little bit.